Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I apologize for the schedule getting so messed up. There is so much news coming in every day now, and it requires more vetting and piecing together than normal. It's throwing me off and burying me. And Yang sprung a last-minute bomb on me just before I was going to record last night. That pushed it back to today because it cannot wait a full day. You don't want to miss this. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If anyone out there wants to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. In today's insurrection update, two U.S. Capitol police officers have been suspended. One of the officers took a selfie with a rioter, and the other wore a MAGA hat and reportedly started directing people around the building, according to Representative Tim Ryan. Somewhere between 10 and 15 other officers are under investigation for their behavior during the riot. At least 7 officers in 5 other departments across the country traveled to D.C. that day and have come under internal investigation as to whether they committed any criminal acts in relation to the attack. Trump has a disturbingly strong following among law enforcement. Upwards of 20,000 members of the National Guard have been deployed to D.C. to discourage and handle any further attacks up through Biden's inauguration. Hundreds, if not thousands, are stationed in the Capitol building. The depictions of the halls and rooms filled with men and women in fatigues, armed with assault rifles, are chilling. The last time that a force like that was deployed in the Capitol, to my limited knowledge, was the Civil War. That is where Trump's lies and attempts to remain in power after being voted out have led us. Our military camping out on the floors of the Capitol building to protect our elected leaders from the president and his mob. It pairs disturbingly well with the recently released video of a police officer being dragged out of the line holding a door at the Capitol and being savagely beaten by several in the crowd, one of whom used an American flag as his weapon. Because nothing says patriot like beating a law enforcement officer with an American flag while storming the Capitol to overthrow democracy. Last Friday, in an unprecedented move, Pelosi revealed in a letter, quote, "This morning, I spoke to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike." End quote. Well, better safe than sorry, right? There's one aspect of the attack on the Capitol we haven't touched on yet, which is that it was a super spreader event for COVID-19. Not only were the rioters packed in like sardines, yelling, screaming, and fighting, most of them did not wear masks, as their messiah has taught them not to. But it's not just the rioters who contributed. Democratic Representatives Jayapal, Coleman, and Schneider have all tested positive following the insurrection. Why? Because they were forced into lockdown in a crowded room with Republican legislators who refused to wear masks. According to Jayapal, quote, "Several Republicans not only cruelly refused to wear a mask, but recklessly mocked colleagues and staff who offered them one," end quote. She later added, quote, "Any member who refuses to wear a mask should be fully held accountable for endangering our lives because of their selfish idiocy. I'm calling for every single member who refuses to wear a mask in the Capitol to be fined and removed from the floor by the sergeant at arms," end quote. I want you to imagine for a second that you are forced into lockdown due to GOP conspiracy theories of election fraud, inciting an insurrectionist mob to attack you, and then you catch COVID from GOP colleagues who refuse to wear a mask due to more GOP conspiracies about the pandemic, both of which they helped spread, and now you and your family's lives are at risk for that. I cannot even fathom the rage I would feel. I'm already enraged just thinking about it. And this is not only what should be criminally reckless endangerment of lives, it's a serious national security threat and an alternate attack vector on our government. This could result in a large portion of Congress being incapacitated and many dying all at once. The GOP are waging war on America from all sides. According to Veterans Affairs and Capitol Hill reporter Steve Bannon, a National Guard leader has also requested that Republican legislators stop talking to his soldiers up close and without masks. Those GOP legislators who were videotaped refusing to wear masks are Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, Michael Cloud of Texas, and Doug LaMalfa of California. Let it be known that I would like to denounce all six of them in terms too strong for this podcast. It's not just at the nation's capital either. In Oregon, Republican State Representative Mike Nierman was on tape opening a back door to their Capitol building, allowing Trump supporters to invade it. Fortunately, Oregon's security was much more prepared than the U.S. Capitol, quickly responding to expel the MAGA crowd before they could gain a foothold. In 2017, Nierman's legislative aide, Angela Roman, also pled guilty to illegally lending her pistol to convicted felon Matthew Hege so that he could join a right-wing extremist group called the Oregon Three Percenters. He ended up going back to prison after pepper spraying a state trooper. State police are now limiting the intelligence that they share with lawmakers about potential threats to the Capitol because police have seen evidence that people who might present a threat have knowledge of Capitol operations. In other words, even the GOP legislators cannot be trusted to abide the law. Quick PSA to listeners, I know that I'm coming down hard on the GOP and that it might sound highly partisan. That is certainly not what I want this podcast to be about, and I hate it, but I must reiterate that partisanship is about loyalty to a party. I am not loyal to the Democratic Party, and I am critical of them when they screw up. Like with Biden stuffing the checks into a larger relief package, cut it out, dude! However, being nonpartisan does not mean I'm going to ignore the GOP promoting death, insurrection, and attacks on America's founding principles, just so that I can pretend to be unbiased. When one party turns into a death cult, it's entirely appropriate to be biased against them. I sincerely hope that someday soon we will have two parties who promote different but rational policy. Right now, that is not the case. PSA over. Citing the ongoing potential for violence, YouTube has joined other social media networks in suspending Trump's account for a minimum of 7 days, absent further violation of terms. Comments on his videos are indefinitely disabled. Fund for Humanity has orchestrated a large-scale ad buy for a PSA of UBI that will result in an estimated 20 million impressions. It's launching today, January 14th, and will span 6 to 8 weeks. Media partners include Vice, Refinery29, Complex, Bustle, Viacom, BuzzFeed, The Wall Street Journal, CNN, Income Movement, Humanity Forward, Economic Security Project, and Mayors for AGI. Fund for Humanity is asking that we join in on the hashtag WeOwUs today and spread the word by retweeting Income Movement and Fund for Humanity's posts about it and share them on all social media channels for the next 3 days. Thank you, Giselle Huff. Finally, the big announcement has arrived. Andrew Yang has declared his run for mayor of New York City. He put out a pretty great new ad for the launch, which you can view below, as well as a new website, yangforny.com, where you can volunteer, donate, and view his new policies. We'll definitely have to dig into those soon and discuss more about the move in general. But for now, Yang is asking that we share the launch ad with 3 friends, stay in touch by signing up at the website, and volunteer or donate when we can. He also did a live stream of his launch address that you can check out in the links. And why did he wait until now? Because yesterday was his birthday. So wish him a happy birthday, congratulate him on the launch, help promote it, and get ready for campaign season number 2. The gang is back, baby. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Let those 6 Republican congresspeople know what you think of their choice to infect our elected leaders and our soldiers with a deadly disease. Help promote Fund for Humanity's UBI ad campaign and Yang's mayoral campaign. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.